the far west of the Pecos.
That's me, Judge Roy Bean of Vinegar Rome. I hold high court in my own saloon for killing and thieving and other such breakers. For I'm the law out west of the Pecos.
The Law West of the Pecos, a thrilling new radio program recalling the rough and tumble life of the Old West as it was really lived. Starring Mr. Walter Brennan as Judge Roy Bean, with Andy Devine as Buck, and Lou Crosby as Jim Grant, the Pecos Kid. West of the Pecos, Judge Roy Bean was law. As the great railroads doggedly spun their webs of iron ever westward, the land around the end of rails slowly heaved and gathered life. A rough, roaring, masculine life, to be sure. The life of the trailblazer, the frontiersman, the honest rancher and merchant, the crooked visitor and thief. One man, and one alone, defied all authority to administer a crude but effective brand of justice. Judge Roy Bean, the self-appointed nemesis of the lawbreaker. Our story begins in the early 1890s. In his Jersey Lily Saloon and Bar of Justice at Langtree, Texas, one of Bean's celebrated trials is about to get underway.
Quiet! Now, everybody, get quiet! This here's the courtroom now.
Now, stay quiet. Hey. This honorable court is now in session. Everybody had a snort, including the jury, Oscar?
Yeah, there ain't a teetotaler in the crowd, Judge.
All right, now. All right, you mavericks. This ain't a barroom no more. It's a courtroom now. Oscar, present the accused tomorrow night.
Yeah. Well, that hombre right there is your prisoner, Judge, and he's charged with rustling.
Rustling, eh?
Yeah. The boys caught him almost red-handed. You can just tell he's guilty, Judge.
Well, you keep your bartending, Oscar. I'll do the deciding who's guilty and who ain't. Prisoner, state your name to my court.
I don't have to tell no one-horse court my name.
Well, now, stranger, see, you don't know me to my court. What's your name, blast you?
My name's Kilgore. Bart Kilgore.
But, Kilgore, it's the finding of this here court that you're charged with a grave offense against the peace and dignity of the law west of the Pecos, the state of Texas. To wit, cattle rustling. Guilty or not guilty? You better answer me, you quiet, or I'll shove this gavel down your gullet.
Judge, you know he's guilty. Shut up, Austin.
If you're the law in this country, why didn't you catch the Pecos kid?
Listen now, Mr. Bart Kilgore. 2 years now since the Pecos kid's been spotted in these parts. When the news got to him that I was after his hide, he hightailed it out of this country like a scalded dog. And don't you go changing the subject on me. Are you guilty or ain't you?
I ain't talking.
And the court accepts your plea of guilt. The jury will now deliberate. If it brings in any verdict short of hanging, it'll be declared in contempt. Gentlemen, is your verdict ready, and what is it? Speak up.
Oh, Judge, you know what the verdict is.
Thank you, gentlemen. Bart Kilgore, you've been tried by 12 good men and true. Not many of your peers, but men as high above you as heaven is of the devil. And they say you're guilty of rustling cattle.
Here it comes.
But time will pass and seasons will come and go. Spring. There's waving green grass and heaps of sweet-smelling flowers. Then will come sultry summer, and pretty butterflies and grasshoppers will flit about. Then fall, with a yellow harvest moon and golden sinking sun.
That's mighty pretty talk, Judge.
Shut up, Buck Taylor. And finally, Bud, will come winter. And all the land will be mantled with snow. It's you. You won't be here to see none of it, Bart Kilgore. No, by Sunday you won't, because it's here by the order of this here court that at sunup tomorrow morning you'll be took to the nearest cottonwood tree and hung by the neck. You're dead, you smart aleck, tapper-thieving polecat. And that's my ruling. All right, boys. Take him to my jailing process.
Oh, no, wait a minute. You won't, huh? Let me go.
Judge, I reckon that was about the prettiest dressing down you ever give a prisoner.
Right, Buck. Well, I always like to make the defendant feel like he's getting what's coming to him. Besides, you hadn't ought to throw that Pecos kid business up at me.
If the kid ever comes back, you'll get him, won't you, Judge?
You can bet your bottom dollar I'll get him. I'll hang him higher than Gilroy's kite.
All right, gents, this ain't a courtroom no more. It's a barroom now.
Well,
so who's buying the drinks for the house?
I'm a buying, Judge. Everybody belly up to the bar.
The drinks are on Jake's belly.
Hey, you deep stranger, or maybe just hard of hearing?
Much obliged, partner, but I'm not drinking.
Stranger, when Jake Bullard buys the drinks for the house, that means everybody up to the bar.
Sorry to disappoint your friend, but I said I wasn't drinking.
And I say you are. Now, if you ain't ordered up before I count three, maybe that pretty face of yours won't look so good.
Maybe so, maybe no.
One. Two.
Three. Now hold your horses there, young fella. I said hold your horses. Quiet.
Now get up, Jake. This here's a court of law and order.
You just adjourned court, Jed.
Then I'm declaring it open again.
Look, stranger. Me and you ain't through yet.
Better call it quits, Jake. That bump on your head makes you look like a short horse.
Yeah, you stay out of this, Buck.
I ain't in it yet, but don't go handing me no invite.
Now, here, here. Everybody hold on. I said court's back in session. Young fella, just who are you?
My name's Grant. Jim Grant.
Ever been in these parts before?
No, just drifted in. You got a log in there?
Now, just a doggone minute. In case you're trying to be sarcastic, it's my bounden duty to inform you that insulting my court ain't healthy.
Oh, Judge, a stranger ain't done nothing out of line. He just handed Jake what he was begging for. Oh, come on, let's get out of here, Grant.
You better get, Buck Taylor. I'll fine you for making unfitting and salacious remarks against the dignity of my court. Now go on. Get!
Oh, Judge, you bark too loud. Now, come on, Grant.
Yeah, right with you.
Don't chaff me, Buck, or I'll throw you in my jail at Crossing.
How come you get away with rawhiding the judge like that, Buck?
Oh, I knowed him back in California, Grant, before he come to Texas.
I get it. You know where the body's buried.
Yeah, I know a lot about the old boy. At least I'm the only one in these parts that can talk to him as a doggone please. Well, that is, providing I don't go too far out of line.
So you got any idea where a top hand could get a job?
Well, Flint Murphy over at the Bar M is looking for hands, I hear. Flint's reputation ain't so good, but then you can't eat a good reputation.
That's right. What are you planning on doing?
Well, if you don't mind a little company, we'll see if Clint can use the two of us.
I was hoping you'd say that, Buck.
Hi, Pete.
Hi, Buck. Who's that mean looking on me?
Well, that's Pete Slag, Clint Murphy's foreman. What brings you into Langtree, Pete?
Business for Clint. Yonder it comes.
Yeah, what do you mean?
You see that maverick walking this way?
Yeah, what about him?
His name's Mitchell. One of them nesters that was aiming to help themselves to Clint's grass and water.
Nester, huh?
Yeah. Quinn sent me in to put a scare into him. He won't soon forget.
I beg your pardon, friend. Where's Judge being caught?
Right down there at the Jersey Lily, where all of them signs are, partner.
Thank you, sir.
Just a minute, Mitchell. What's your business with Bean?
I'm going in to lodge a complaint against Flint Murphy.
That's what you think.
Now look out.
Come on, get up and fight.
If I was 20 years younger, I...
Yeah, you're yellow like all them nesters.
I ain't a nester. I'm a rancher, just the same as Flint Murphy is.
I gotta shove my pookie in your face.
Come on, Pete. You got the edge on him. Leave him alone.
Keep out of this, Buck. You heard what Buck said. Leave him alone.
Well, stranger, maybe you'll be able to stop me.
Maybe so. Maybe no. I could try.
There's others that tried. This is what they got.
Don't do it, Pete. Great day in the morning, Jim. You knocked him colder than a Star Week in Wild Digger, Alaska.
How about it, Mitchell?
You all right there?
Yes, sir. All right. Thanks to you.
And let's get away from here before a crowd gathers.
Well, if old Pete don't wake up soon, the buzzers might mistake him for dead.
I don't know how to thank you, stranger.
I get it, Mitchell. My name's Grant.
Proud to meet you, Grant. What outfit you working for?
Not any right now. Buck here and... this is Buck Taylor, Mitchell.
Howdy, Buck.
Yeah, howdy, Mitchell.
We're fixing to ride out to the Bar M and hook up with Quint Murphy's outfit.
If you want some good advice, Grant, you'll steer clear of Murphy. He's no good for honest people, and you seem like the right kind to me.
What's the trouble with him?
He's trying to ruin me. You see, my spread's divided into two parts, the East Ridge and the West Ridge. Separating the two is Gip Rock Canyon. And the only way my stock can be driven across is through Buckhorn Pass.
Pass is on Murphy's property?
That's right.
Where's your stock now, Mitchell?
Over in my east section. But the creek's dried up, and in a couple of days, there won't be a head of my stock able to stand on its feet if they don't get the water.
You got plenty of water in the west section?
Oh, yes, more than I'll ever need. But Murphy is demanding one head out of every three before he let me run them through his pass.
That's what I call a high price.
Why, it'd plumb ruin me. I don't know what to do.
Look, Mitchell, Buck and me will help you if we can. And
yes, sir.
I'm pretty sure we can if you think you can trust us.
Don't seem like I got much choice, but I'd trust you two anyways, Grant. Oh, here comes my daughter.
Oh, Dad, I'm ready to go now. Did you see Judge Dean?
Not yet, honey. Oh, I want you to meet these men here. This is Jim Grant and Buck Taylor.
How do you do?
Howdy, ma'am.
Glad to meet you, miss.
These boys just did me a mighty big favor, Janie. Now they're going to try to help us with the Murphy problem.
Oh?
Oh, we're just a couple of cowpokes on the loose, ma'am, but well, maybe we can figure this thing out for you.
Hope so.
Don't see Judge Bean yet, Mitchell. You and Miss Jane go on back to your spread, and we'll arrive over to see you first thing in the morning.
All right, Grant. I'm going to do just as you say. Janie, we'd better be getting on home.
All right, Dad. Goodbye, Mr. Grant and Mr. Taylor.
Bye, Miss Mitchell.
Goodbye, miss.
Well, goodbye, boys.
We'll be seeing you later. Well, Jim, we better get going so as you can tell me how we're going to help Mitchell and I. Oh, now look here, Jim.
You know, Buck, that gal is as pretty as a speckled pup under a red wagon.
Yeah, with blue wheels and yellow hubs. But I'll bet a yoke of steers again to holler in a gum log. She's like all female women.
Don't you worry about that. Well, which way is Murphy's spread?
Murphy? But if we're going to help old Mitchell and his daughter, we don't want to go to Murphy's, do we?
Maybe so. Maybe no. Let's get going.
But, Jim, I don't
think... Are you that... or ain't you with me, boy?
Oh, let's go to Murphy. You know, Jim, you said something two or three times today that set me to thinking.
What was that?
You said, maybe so, maybe no.
So what?
One time I knew another army that always said, maybe so, maybe no.
Why, I reckon there's plenty of cowpunchers who say that, Buck.
Maybe so, maybe no. Jim, I put in right sudden-like with you back there in the Jersey Lily, didn't I?
You sure did.
Well, I done it for a reason. I happen to know that you ain't a stranger hereabouts, Jim.
You act mighty sure of what you're saying there. Just who do you think I am?
I don't think nothing about it.
Buck.
Yeah?
Just who am I?
You, Jim. You're the fakest kid.
Jim Grant and the fabulous Pecos Kid, the one and same man. 2 years before, the Pecos Kid had thundered throughout southwest Texas, feared by the strong and unscrupulous, cheered by the weak whom they oppressed. Clint Murphy had branded the kid an outlaw and had convinced Judge Bean that this Robin Hood of the range was bent on terrorizing the land west of the Pecos. Then suddenly, the kid dropped from sight, and his name was fast becoming legend out west of the Pecos, until Buck Taylor attempted to penetrate Jim Grant's strange actions and labeled him as the Pecos Kid. As we return to Jim and Buck, we find them nearing the Bar M Ranch of Clint Murphy. Something Jim has just said seems very amusing to Buck.
That's a good one. So you went to Arizona because the sawbones said your lungs was weak.
Yeah, but I'm on solid ground now. Good day.
Oh, and all the time old Judge Bean's been making his bag that he's running out of the country.
Look, Buck, I'm trusting you, so I know this will be just between us.
You couldn't pry it loose from me with a wet crowbar. Well, here's Clint's spread.
Got a big layout.
Now that's Clint there on the front gallery now. Hi there, Clint.
Hi, Buck. Get off your horse and come on in.
Clint.
Oh,
Kansas, here's Jim Grant.
Howdy, Murphy.
Howdy, Grant. Your reputation has preceded you. One of my boys just rode in and told me about you. Frank, come here.
Clint, Jim and me here were looking for a job, and we heard at Lankry that maybe you were short-handed.
Hey, you call me Clint. That's him there, Clint.
So you were the Randy what whipped Pete in town, eh?
That's about right. He asked for it. He jumped me from behind, Clint.
Oh, you always was a good liar, Pete, and you're sure improving with age.
Mind your business, Buck. Well, I told
never
you.
Mind how come. Can we use a couple of hands?
Them two?
Yes, them two.
But Clint, that hombre there was the one that helped old Mitchell.
How about it, Grant?
I didn't help Mitchell. I just helped an old man that a sorry, no-good polecat was picking on.
You can't call me that and get by with it.
Shut up, Pete. Just a minute, Grant. Anybody that can whip Pete's leg can work in my outfit. Grant, you and Buck go back to the cook shack and grab yourself some grub, and then report back to me. I got a special job. I think you two... You'll fit in the mighty nice leg. Now, here's what we do tonight. This Nestor Mitchell's been giving me a lot of trouble. His cattle are all on the east side of Buckhorn Pass, and he ain't gonna drive them through my pass till he meets my terms.
So you want us to guard the pass?
No. I want you and Buck and Pete to pick up Blackie and stampede Mitchell's herd all over the east side of that ridge. Scatter them from Jericho to Breakfast. Don't let a single head through the pass to where the water is.
Well, what's that going to get you, Clint?
Well, if we rough Mitchell up just a mite, he's liable to be singing a different tune the next time I talk to him.
Well, I reckon you picked the right men for the job, huh, Buck?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Grant, I want you to take the lead in this deal.
But, Clint, I'm the foreman.
You heard me. Pete, you ride over and get Blackie in. Meet Grant and Buck at the pass. Wait till it gets good and dark, Grant, before you start anything.
All right, Clint.
And don't forget this. I'm depending on you to spread them cattle to Mitchell's over most of the east half of Val Verde County. Now get going.
Here comes Pete and Blackie now.
What sort of hombre is this, Blackie?
Oh, he's just another gun slick like Pete that does whatever Clint tells him to do.
Oh, boy.
Hiya, Pete.
Yeah.
Hey, Blackie, you got it straight. I'm giving the orders here tonight.
Yeah, Pete's already told me.
All right, Pete, you and Blackie ride over to the east side where Mitchell's herd is. Then you go north about a mile. Now, Buck and me'll go to the south below the herd. We'll drive them towards you right on past Buckhorn Pass. Then when they get to where you are, start them stampeding every which way. You got that now?
Yeah, we got it.
Just be sure you stay where I tell you, a mile north. We'll aim to have this job done right.
We'll be awaiting. Come on, Blackie, come on.
Whatever you do, wait for us, Pete. Them's my orders.
How come you so bent on them waiting for us, Jim?
I got my reasons, Buck.
Oh, how are you going to help Mitchell by stampeding his cattle away from the pass? Time he gets them rounded up again, they won't be nothing but buzzard bait.
That's my worry, Buck. And you stay right here, but be ready to ride when them cattle start hightailing through that pass.
Through the pass? But that's west, and Prince said they're driving me.
Through the pass, Buck. Going west. When you hear them heading this way, ride up to Pete and Blackie and accuse them of driving that herd the wrong way.
But where'll you be, Jim?
I'll be someplace else and busy in a rat in the corn crib. And just to make sure you don't make a bet before your turn, count to 1,000 and then get moving.
But, Jim, I...
Start counting, Buck.
Oh, I done started, Jim. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. $999, $1,000.
Hey, you held up, but that citizen finally headed through Buckhorn Pass.
Let's find out that all the stuff. See the eagle.
seen stampeding them cattle the wrong way.
What do you mean?
You heard me. Clint will string you up to a tree for this.
You're a luck, old fuck. Me and Blackie ain't run them cattle nowhere. We ain't left here. We stayed right here just like Grant said.
What do you mean?
I mean we done just what Grant told us to do. Stay right here and wait.
You want to have your hide for this, Pete?
What?
You can't double-deal me and get by with it.
What do you mean, stampeding them cattle like that? We never stampeded them cattle, Grant. Did we, Blackie?
No, we didn't.
Maybe so, maybe no. But according to my notion, it was your way of getting even with me for that scrape we had.
Oh, Jim, now, fair is fair. Couldn't have been Pete and Blackie, because they was right here when I rode up at counting the thousand.
Don't mean a thing, Buck. You had plenty of time to do it while you was counting. Pete had his face covered with a white handkerchief.
I never did though. Huh? A white handkerchief? You sure about that, Grant?
Couldn't miss it in this moonlight.
Then it was the Pecos kid. That's who it was. He always wore a white handkerchief. The Pecos kid's back again.
Wait till Clint hears about this.
Yeah. Whoever it was, right now we got to go back and tell Clint that somebody drove Mitchell's herd right through his path over to where the old man wanted him.
Yeah, Clint, it was the Pecos kid. He had a white handkerchief over his face, just like he always did.
The Pecos kid ain't been in these parts for over 2 years. Me and Judge Bean drove him out.
Well, who do you figure it could have been, Clint?
There's only one man that stood to profit by them cattle going through Buckhorn Pass.
Mitchell?
Yes, Mitchell.
Oh, Clint, I don't think Mitchell could take that chance.
And why not? Pete, you and Blackie go over to the Mitchell place and haul him and that daughter of his into Bean's court. I'm charging both of them with driving cattle over another man's property. That's trespassing. And Bean's hung men for a heap less than that.
All right, Clint. We'll meet you at Bean's in an hour with Mitchell and the girl.
Yeah, leave it to us, Clint.
Grant, you and Buck see what you can do to get Mitchell's herd bunched together again so as we can drive him back through the pass in the morning. I'll be with you as soon as I finish my business at Bean's court.
What's your play now, Jim? Do we go up to Mitchell's and keep Pete and Blackie from grabbing the old man and the gal?
No, I got a better plan. You know that cave back in the neck of Eagle Mountain?
Yeah, I know where it is.
But it'll take us about 10 minutes to get there if we ride hard. So let's get going. I might make a call at Judge Bean's court tonight.
Let's get it going!
Quiet, I say.
Yeah, like I said, Judge. He took the law in his own hands and drove his whole herd across my property.
You're lying.
Of course you're lying.
Quiet and don't speak when you ain't spoken. Both of you are prisoners.
All I want to do is tell you the facts of the case, Judge. These two men, gunmen.
Look here, young lady. Suppose you tend to your knitting. This court don't cotton an old female women testifying.
I don't care about the rules of your court.
Janie, please.
That'll try and light a way out, Judge.
You're the one that's lying, you...
Quiet! Any more such outrages against the dignity of this here court, and I'll throw the whole blasted bunchy in my jailing process. Now, Clint, did you actually see Mitchell here doing the deed?
No, Your Honor, but Pete did.
And get to testifying, Pete.
Well, Blackie here and me was a guard in Buckhorn Pass when all of a sudden Mitchell's herd starts stampeding toward us. And we seen him, Mitchell, there. A hooping and a hollering behind him.
You're lying.
You sheep herder.
Quiet. Quiet. Mitchell, you'll get your turn to testify. And as for you, young lady, one more such outburst and I'll guarantee you I'll forget that I'm a gentleman judge. Proceed, witness.
Well, Your Honor, Blackie and me figured it was our bounden duty to bring him into your court for the crime of which we caught him at, which is trespassing with a herd of cattle.
All right, Pete. Now, Mitchell, it's your turn. Guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
Why in thunder ain't you? Pete and Blackie both seen in the act of what you're accused of. And that's two against one, and that's the law averages, ain't it?
There's also two of us, Judge.
Well, this court don't recognize no female in no capacity. The only time one of them is welcome is here is when I'm marrying her to some coyote or divorcing her from another. So don't say nothing while I pass sentence on your pa.
But, Judge, you can't convict me on no such testimony.
I can do anything I want in this court, Mitchell.
But, Judge, you can't. I tell you...
Don't say can't to me. The law of averages is proving you guilty, and I ain't in the habit of changing my ruling. Unless, of course, somebody else confesses to the crime of which you have found guilty. I don't reckon we're liable to bump into any kind-hearted, lame-brained varmint that wants to get his neck stretched that bad.
Hey, what was that? What was that?
What about me?
This is the Pecos kid.
Clint, I told you the Pecos kid was back.
So he came back to the land west of the Pecos kid, huh?
He had his right, Judge Roy Bean. Now, if everyone is to reach the ceiling, I can make you sure my guns is quiet.
You're nothing but a thieving, low-down, ornery vermin to me, kid. And if you wasn't standing behind them six-shooters you got laying in that windowsill, I'd show you fast like who's the law around here.
Oh, see, I know you would do this, Judge Roy Bean.
Well, what are you wanting, kid?
I hear you say a confession from someone else would clean the name of Senor Mito. Well, now you got it.
You admit you stampeded that herd tonight?
It was, like you say, not much.
Well, how about it, Pete? Is he telling the truth?
Well, Judge, it's this way. Whoever it was, his face was covered with a white handkerchief. When I told Clint about it, he said it was Mitchell, that there was no question about it.
How about that, Clint?
Well, Judge, it was natural for me to figure it was Mitchell. Pecos kid ain't been in these parts for 2 years.
So, what will you do, Judge Roy Bean?
I'm a man whose word's as good as his bond. You know that, kid. Mitchell, the charge against you is dismissed, and you're free to go. And I'm fining you $100, Clint, for perjuring my court, and you and Pete and Blackie get 10 days of my jailing process.
Hey, you can't do that,
Judge. Shut up. I'll double it all around. And don't ever say can't to me. You know better than that. Well, kid, I want to tell you, all the powder you got in them two guns couldn't have moved me from a rule in this case according to my law.
I believe you mean that, Judge Bean.
And don't forget, the charge is now against you on top of all the others I got in the book. I aim to track you down and watch you swinging from that cottonwood tree out yonder. It's the last thing I ever do.
And also, I believe you mean, Judge Roy Bean. So, to you all, amigos, buenos noches. Hasta la vista. Vaya con...
Well, there's no need to tell you yellow bellies to go out after them, because there ain't one of you to stick his head out of that door right now for $10,000 in gold. All right, Pete, you and Blackie, go on out there and lock yourselves up in my jail.
Now, look, Judge, I...
Go on, Kit. Clint, fork over that $100 plus 50 for cart core.
Now, Judge, look.
You start looking in your pockets. Fork it over.
All right. Here you are. But
nothing.
Judge, we don't know how to thank you.
I don't want nobody thanking me for executing the law's writ. It's my duty. Now, everybody get out front. I'm locking up.
What about the paper again?
All I done was postpone his hanging. I'll get him.
Look, Dad. Here come two of your friends, Mr. Grant and Mr. Taylor.
Yes, yeah, so it is. Whoa! You missed anything, Judge?
The Pecos kid was here. You missed seeing him.
The Pecos kid?
Uh-huh.
Who's he, Judge? He's a cattle rustling, horse stealing, train robbing, water moccasin. That's who he is. Someday I'm going to hang him so high the buzzards will have trouble getting at him.
You think you'll get him, Judge?
You can bet your bottom dollar I will. Beginning right now, I'm posting $1,000 reward for his dead body. Now, everybody, go on. Get out. I'm locking up.
Good night, Judge.
Good night.
Well, Grant, I ain't sure how all this come about, my cattle getting safely through the pass and all, but I'm satisfied I got you and Buck to thank for it.
Don't thank me, Mitchell. Thank the Pecos kid.
But who is he, and where did he come from?
Who is he? Nobody knows, and he generally comes from the same place he just went to.
Buck, we better get going.
I hope you'll both come to see us.
Oh, we'll do that all right. Besides, Jim wants to find out about something he was asking me this morning.
What's that, Buck?
Oh, he asked me if I thought a gal as pretty as you would know how to cook.
Now, look, Buck.
What did he say, Buck?
I said, maybe so, maybe no.
Thank you for joining us tonight, friends and neighbors. And remember, next week at the same time comes Chapter 2 in the thrilling story of the law west of the Pecos, when Judge Roy Bean again tries to eliminate the man known as the Pecos Kid, who has dared to defy his strange brand of justice. Here, Andy Devine as Buck Taylor, Lou Crosby as the Pecos Kid, and Mr. Walter Brennan as Judge Roy Bean, the law west of the Pecos. This is Fort Pearson, ladies and gentlemen. Special music for the Law West of the Pecos was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. Walter Brennan may be currently seen in Centennial Summer. Andy Devine is now appearing in Canyon Passage for Universal Pictures.